I stared with great interest as the outside temperature gauge on my car slowly creeped closer and then just passed, freezing. Praying the soft mist on my windshield wouldn't turn to freezing rain. Navigating through the cold, misty, freezing night, out of caution, I let my speed drop, but was anxious to get back to a warm house still an hour away. The only proof of my destination was a blue dot on my car's navigation screen. I couldn't see my house, but I loved knowing it was there. I couldn't feel its warmth, but I believed my family was there waiting for me. The anticipation brought me inexpressible joy, but for the moment, I kept watching the temperature drop. The theme of this meditation from 1 Peter chapter 1 is belief. Belief in the steps toward the destination, even when you can't see the whole path. Or as St. Augustine said, faith is to believe what you do not see. The reward of this faith is to see what you believe. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time of belief, a space of trust, and a time to consent to believing in often the misty, hazy gifts, even unseen blessings of God, Spirit, and Son. Start by listening and responding to this prayer from 1 Peter chapter 1 and respond, Heavenly Father, I believe, but help me in my unbelief. You have faith in God, whose power will protect you until the last day. Then he will save you, just as he has always planned to do. Heavenly Father, I believe that. But help me in my unbelief. On that day, you will be glad, even if you have to go through many hard trials for a while. Your faith will be like gold that has been tested in a fire. Heavenly Father, I believe that. But help me in my unbelief. You have never seen Jesus, and you don't see him now, but still you love him and have faith in him. And no words can tell how glad and happy you are to be saved. That's why you have faith. Heavenly Father, I do believe that. But help me in my unbelief. As you continue, begin to close the door of your eyes and spend a few more moments now with God in secret prayer as the Holy Spirit helps you with your unbelief and hope in Christ. This time and place is set apart as a moment for you to acknowledge your doubts and your distrust. You may remember the reality TV show, Fear Factor. Contestants deciding if they had the guts and the determination to face their darkest fears. They must have known their lives were never in any danger, but that seemed to provide little comfort. So take a moment and reflect on your fears. Just watch in your mind as they float past, each fear drifting by in front of you. Just note each one of them. Don't focus on any one of them. Simply be aware of them. Focusing gives them power. Don't control or adjust the speed at which your fears rise to the surface of your mind. For now, just simply note them as they float by. Now, as each fear floats into your field of view, keep your mind straight ahead as it then leaves your view. Don't turn your head to follow it. That gives it power. Just allow the Holy Spirit to keep your gaze on God as fears just drift by. Take a deep belly breath and slowly exhale as God takes each fear out of your view. Just breathe in the soft, warm belief of the Spirit of God and exhale your fear as they pass. Just believe they will pass. Your mind may wander as your fears float by. I give you that permission. In fact, learning to note your unbelief and replace it with hope is part of maturing in Christ. So let the awareness of your wandering mind return you to belief in God. Perhaps whisper the word belief to center you as your mind wanders. As you feel drawn towards your own voice and your own will, feel centered back on God as you whisper, "Heavenly Father, I believe, but help me in my unbelief." Now, believe as you listen carefully to the first of three divine readings. Don't analyze. Just believe in what God wants you to hear. Listen for His voice from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 through 9 from the New International Reader's Version. Even though you have not seen Him, you love Him. Though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him. You are filled with a glorious joy that can't be put into words. You are receiving the salvation of your souls. And this salvation is the final result of your faith. What did you hear? Where did your attention go? Well, return once more to your breathing and silently meditate on belief for a few moments. After those few short moments just then, which wise words of God still resonate in your mind? Once more, even though you have not seen Him, you love Him. Though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him. You are filled with glorious joy that can't be put into words. You are receiving the salvation of your souls. And this salvation is the final result of your faith. Rest here longer now as your field of view narrows even more, even tighter, on the presence and peace of God, able to see little else than the peace of Christ. Believe now in that peace. In this second expanded divine reading, Notice how you respond emotionally to the words of this passage from the New American Standard Bible. May the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. What emotions did you feel? Where and how did you feel them? Just let your mind drift for several moments now through the emotions of your praise, the feelings of love, and the sensations of joy from your belief in Father, Son, and Spirit. In this third reading, simply let the words fall softly around you with no expectation of response. Just let them be. Experience them in this time of deeper connection from within the contemporary English version. In this, you rejoice greatly, even though now, for a little while, if necessary, you've been distressed by various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, which is more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested and purified by fire, may be found to result in your praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not even see him now, you believe and trust in him, and you greatly rejoice and delight with inexpressible and glorious joy, receiving as the result the outcome and the consummation of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation, recall a moment of various trials. One when you felt tested, where you felt the purifying fire. What did you hope for that you didn't have? Rescue? Healing? Recovery? As I was driving through freezing mist, longing for the blue dot of home on my navigation screen, well, what is your hope long for? Rest here contemplating Christ. Believe him as your praise. Have hope in his glory. And recover in his revelation. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not even see him now, believe and trust in him in these moments. Take all the time that you need to rest in his arms, look into his eyes, and see what you believe in. Rest here in peace for as long as you can, whether at the start or the end of your day, whispering, Heavenly Father, I believe, yet help me in my unbelief. Let the word believe be the sacred word that keeps you from fear and doubt as it centers you on Christ today. And let me pray now a blessing over you, that the proof of your faith, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And even though you haven't seen him, love and believe in him. And may you be filled with the love of God, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you now and always. Amen. You know, in a turbulent, uncertain world, we can expect fear and frustration. But allow those personal moments of disbelief to center you back to believe in a very certain God of peace and hope. Also, stay alert for opportunities that God might use you to bring hope and belief to another. They won't be hard to find. Who can you help guide towards home as you offer them hope and something to believe in again? Take all the time that you need, but when you're ready, whether at first light or evening shade, be intentional to believe in what you do not see, for the reward of this faith will be to see what you believe and there encounter God.